KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May. Our next senior under the spotlight?
Hallie Basic.
All right, Hallie, you're graduating high school. How does it feel?
It feels pretty good. It's weird and kind of scary.
Well, what do you think is scary about it?
I think the scariest thing is I've lived my whole life in small towns, and now I'm going to a pretty big town where there's lots of people, and it's going to be kind of a shock.
Well, that brings up my next question. What are your plans for after high school?
I'll be attending Brigham Young University, Idaho, in Rexburg.
And do you know what you'll be studying there yet?
I think that I'm going to study communications with a public relations emphasis.
All right, so communications and public relations. So is there a certain career that you're looking to get out of studying those?
I'm hoping to go into something with criminal justice, like a communications liaison or a public information officer.
So what influenced that decision?
My dad is a police officer, and so I've always been really interested in the criminal justice side of things, so I kind of wanted to be a part of that without having to really be a law enforcement officer.
Okay, now going back, you did say that it's a little scary graduating high school, so is there anything that you're going to miss?
I'm definitely going to miss the really good friends that I've made here, and I'll miss knowing everybody that I see, but it'll be a good change, I think, too.
Okay, so last question. Do you have any advice for the people that will still be in high school when you leave?
I think what I can tell them is to not procrastinate. That's one of the biggest things that has helped me through high school was to get my work done on time.
Lori Prox here with Christopher Cummings, our next senior into the spotlight. Are you prepared for graduation?
I guess. It's a little nerve-wracking, but I'm ready to graduate.
All right. And what are your plans following graduation?
After graduation, I'm going to work this summer and then go to UAF, which will be really nice to go study music at.
All right. And you've had some great experiences lately, right? Tell us about what you've been doing with music.
Recently, I went to Juilliard to audition. Unfortunately, I didn't get accepted, but it was a great experience to go up to New York and perform for them.
Isn't it cool just even considered?
Yeah, it was nice to know that they even put me in the back of their mind to think about it, and it was quite an experience.
And why music? What is it about music that you like, and where do you see that taking you?
I don't know. Music just seems to fit me. I enjoy it a lot, but hopefully later in life I can work in an orchestra, maybe even become a director. Who knows?
All right, and why Fairbanks? What do you like about Fairbanks?
Fairbanks is close to home. If I was accepted to Juilliard, it'd be a little scary living across the U.S., but then also UAF has a nice music program, so it's not that much of a compromise, I don't think.
All right, and what are some of the classes you've taken or people either in school or outside of school who've made an impact on you during your high school years?
Miss Bellman and Miss Norris are definitely big impacts on my music career. They were my music teachers in elementary school and high school who have also pushed me to become who I am. Then also Miss Bonnie Thiel, she's my piano teacher who's also been there with me to help me with my music career.
All right, and do you have any advice for young kids coming up through the school system?
Don't ever give up. It's a lot of practice and it is hard, but it is very rewarding.
If you're enjoying KVAK's short interviews with the 2016 VHS senior class, make sure to thank the sponsors that help make them possible. Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Hair Sand and Gravel, Holdness Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, The Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.